Long live Lynn, a birthday message. When October 8th rolls around, people's attorney Lynn Stewart will have reached her 74th year of life. That she reaches it behind bars in one of the most backward states of the Union, Texas, is a mark of both her extraordinary work as a lawyer and of the weakness of our movements. For Lynn should never have been jailed for what is essentially a prison rule, an unconstitutional one to boot, and a trial that was based more on hysteria than fact. A New York jury flashed film and photos of Osama bin Laden, who wouldn't have been convicted. But Lynn was targeted for her long and distinguished history as a lawyer of last resort. The unpopular, the poor, the political, and the downtrodden knew from word on the street that Lynn Stewart would take your case and rumble. The establishment's hatred of Stewart owes more to her successful defense of Larry Davis than the blind Egyptian sheikh, Omar Abdelrahman. Davis was engaged in a gun battle with New York cops after he refused to continue selling drugs for them and lived, and Lynn helped beat the attempted murder charges. For this, she was targeted. For this, she was tried. For this, she was convicted. And for this, 2 years was hiked to 10 years. The rest is pretext, law, practiced as politics, to sow the seeds of fear in other lawyers. Lynn should be free. Only you can make it so. Contact LynnStewart.org and fight for her who fought for you. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.